Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mac was like, "Stay, bro." I was like, "Huh?" I'm thinking like T-Mac and Vince, they was like, T-Mac chose to leave in order to go beat T-Mac, who he eventually was. So I'm thinking that's what he was gonna say. He was like, "Nah, bro, trust me. Whatever you can do, if you can stay, you got an opportunity to win, win."
That was Jaylen Brown on his latest Twitch chat sound off session, or whatever you want to call those, where he plays video games, maybe gets a little too comfortable and talks a little too much. Nick Fitzy Stevens.
He does indeed. I haven't liked it for years. I was told that I should just sort of run with it, take it, or not make a big deal about it, because we're so fortunate to have Jaylen Brown in town, that he's the most underappreciated or disrespected athlete in Boston.
True.
And we should just leave him be. Can he just stop reminding us of that and play basketball and do the best he can to help this team deal with the loss of so much talent and Jason Tatum coming back? Like, again, what Stiz said yesterday, say less, fam. Just keep playing. You're going to garner more fans by playing your ass off and helping this team stay above 500 water until Tatum comes back.
I also find it interesting that it doesn't seem like his comments are resonating a lot. I haven't heard a lot of talk about those, and we're going to get to him in a minute, his comments after the loss to the Nets on Friday night. But we just got a long two-part text that came in. 774, not a happy Celtics fan. Jaylen Brown is the poster boy for the modern, overly sensitive, overpaid, woke, soft, social media consuming fool who thinks he knows more than anyone else because he went to Cal Berkeley and met Bill Nye. Don't let his chiseled physique fool you. He's soft as baby poop and a nerd. There was a lot in there.
That was well thought out, articulate, and
tell me how you really feel.
Actually, I don't think he's soft. He's just, how would you describe, like, there's just
sensitive,
so
I think, is a
sensitive
fair word. Soft, I mean, not on the court. I think on the court he's a pretty physical, aggressive kind of player. But modern athletes, and I know Jones and Keefe were delving into this, like, are any NBA players ever happy? Are there, like, five players in the whole league that are ever happy? And there's probably a conversation there of how they're coddled and developed and AAU and paid and all these things. And Jaylen Brown was at the forefront of that. But we do need to hear his comments. So the Celtics were, what, like a 12-point favorite, 14-point favorite Friday night against the Nets.
Oh, and great game, by the way.
It wasn't. NBA Cup, great court. Nice bright green court, if you're into those kind of things.
Oh, really, alpha by the court. Yeah, it was great.
Really pops on the Abu Dhabi cam when that flies around the building. You can really see all the action. Yes, Dan Ball?
My sister and her boyfriend were so excited. That was their Celtics game of the year to go to. Tickets were decently priced, fired up, and probably the worst effort of the season.
Awful.
Yeah.
And Jaylen Brown didn't love it. Let's hear his comments and see what we think about these comments from the leader of the Celtics.
I guess we got to look at the film and see what happened tomorrow, but I'm not sure what happened tonight.
What's your initial takeaway as to what led to the result of tonight?
Come ready to play or don't come at all. That's my whole thing. We got to come ready to play. We just went through the motions today. Like, I don't understand it.
So those are pretty biting comments by Jaylen Brown, who for right now is the centerpiece of the Boston Celtics. Fitzy, reaction to those comments?
Cool. Like, you went through the motions. Like, you think you guys are good enough? Do these Celtics legitimately think that they're good enough to phone one in, to go through the motions, to just show up and expect victory? With the talent loss, the talent drain, the size drain that this team underwent in the offseason, I don't care if you were playing the Pistons, who've won 13 in a row like you are tonight, or a team that was 2-10, 2-12 heading into the game. They are not good enough to be able to play the way that they did last Friday night. That was embarrassing. Dan, was it your sister and her boyfriend? They should have booed on their way out.
I'm hoping they did. I'm heading home for Thanksgiving tonight, so I'm gonna ask her how they reacted. But I mean, yeah, that's the only logical way you could react to an effort as poor as that.
So, who's he talking to? Because I mean, there's different options. Is he talking just carte blanche to everyone, including the mirror? Is he talking to the holdovers? You know, guys like Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, who are supposed to be my running mates, supposed mm-hmm. to be like the foundational part of this new look Celtics. Is he talking about some of the new guys? Right? The Minots and the Simons and those guys. Dan Ball, who's he talking to?
I think he's talking to everybody, but my big question and potential concern is he saying the same thing behind closed doors, or is he only going to the media to air these kind of grievances? Because if he is truly the leader and the number one of this team, then hopefully he workshopped this when addressing his guys directly and then went to the media as a bit of a call out. If it was just a press conference and he kept to himself around the guys, then I don't really like that look after you as the leader of your team just lost a bad game.
It's funny because I think that's the hockey mentality in you. In the hockey world, generally the coach says something to the team, rips them a new one, and then goes out in the media and rips them a new one because he already ripped them behind there. So what's, you know, doesn't matter, right? Bruce Cassidy was kind of a big proponent of that. But I just heard Mike Vrabel talking about player on player critiques with the Patriots, and he goes, well, sort of depends on the relationship between the players that are involved. If you have a good relationship, if you respect each other, can that be valuable to the team and to the overall process of building a team and success? If he's doing that and if it's resonating properly with those guys, sure, right? Light a fire under their ass. That's not good enough. We're the Boston Celtics. The standard is the standard. But you're right. If he's just saying it to the media and then he's skulking, a word I like to use, around the locker room and not really talking, then I think the Celtics may have a problem. So, Fitzy, it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays. Also going to be interesting to see how they play against a Pistons team that is in a 13-game winning streak, is now suddenly seen as an NBA title contender, you're trying to catch up.
Let's all just go on the record. How do we think tonight shakes out?
I think the Celtics get their doors blown off. I think, I hate to say this, luckily he's not here yet, wink, wink, but with Kata out of the lineup, you got no bigs. You can't match them athletically, and you can't match them size-wise. Mm-mm. So my guess is you're going to try to shoot your way out of this one, and if you shoot 42% from three and jack up 53s, you might win the game. If you shoot your usual low 30%, you might get your doors blown off and not do very well. So 617-779-7937, Celtics Pistons at the Garden tonight. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson is joining the show. I don't know why I said that with an accent.
Ted Johnson.
I just went down to Jersey, got Ted Johnson for the show. But I have to talk about hockey for a minute, and I know I'm Puckhead Hart, but I believe we have a budding star on the rise in the city of Boston in a Bruins uniform. I'll tell you who that is next in my three-point stance here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DiAnaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.